You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, Mace and Sedano will do their show up until 3. We'll start the pregame show at 3 o'clock. Lakers tip off at 4:30.
I saw Mason come in here. Where'd he go?
Restroom.
Oh.
Yeah. So you haven't eaten in how long?
40. It's going to be at 1:30. It'll be 42 hours. I'm actually supposed to have a meal with Greg, but we're not going to have a meal. He can have a meal.
You're going to have water.
I'm just going to drink water. Yeah.
Do you do this often? Like, is this something
I don't go 72 that often. It's actually the first time I've tried 72. I've done the 48.
Mason's coming soon.
Yeah. I've done 48 before. Or okay. 44 was actually the most I pushed. I couldn't get to 48 because I got the hunger pains and the headaches. But now I'm like, good. I normally intermittent fast. Like, I can do 20 fairly easily. And now it's just like, I just want to push myself. Because there's actually a professor at USC who I'm very into over the years.
Okay.
That is a big believer in fasting. And look, if you really just do the history of the world, right? Like, a lot of these ancient, whether it's religious or not, ancient folks have, and really smart people, have recommended fasting for healing your body. Hmm. So, listen, man, I got tendonitis on one leg. I eat crappy on the road. I'm on the road all the time, so you got to be very careful.
How do you make good decisions on
right.
the road?
That's so not you don't easy. Know what somebody's, mm-hmm. even a restaurant, you don't always know what they're making for you, how they're making it. So every once in a while, I like to kind of detox.
So you're going 72.
Yeah, 72 will be tomorrow, 3:30.
Tomorrow, at
right when Mason and Cappy will be ice skating, I'll go with like a soup at that point.
You should do Survivor, George.
You know, I thought about that today. Although I did grow up in the humidity because they do these like tropical islands. I guess I could make it work, but I've been here too long to be able to deal with humidity.
It's
always Fiji.
Yeah,
I don't think I've done, maybe the most I've done a fast, maybe 24 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part? What's like?
Oh, the first 24 to 36 is the tough part. Not even that hungry right now.
Like, yeah, your body's adapting, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just cold right now. I get cold very easy right now.
Can you have, because usually you can have people fast, can you have black coffee or no?
You could have black coffee in theory, but technically black coffee does have some caloric intake.
So
if you want to go hardcore, you're only supposed to do water.
Coffee would be my toughest
part. A little salt if you're feeling dehydrated.
That's the toughest part for me is no coffee. Everybody's look at it.
I don't drink caffeine though.
You don't drink
not
coffee?
Regularly. Yeah. I gotta be gassed.
I gotta have coffee.
Oh my god.
I
live on it.
Yeah.
He's in the middle.
Two quad espressos before every show.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Do you have any trouble sleeping or no?
No, because I just take weed. I take weed.
Yeah.
So I'm chasing it's like a roller
coaster. One high. You're chasing a high the whole day.
It's like you drink all the caffeine, then you need something to settle it down.
That's a great quote. No, I just have weed. Yeah. So I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, sleep fine.
Do you do coffee? Can you do, Jorge and I talk about, Jorge will have coffee at 8:30 at night. No problem.
Oh, no way.
Can't do it.
No,
can't do it
late. I don't drink it enough. So if I did that,
oh, you're wired.
Oh my god, I wouldn't sleep at all. Yeah, no.
I want to get my Christmas list includes one of those little espresso machine makers.
Yeah,
you know, like one of those like Nespresso machines.
Yeah,
or one of
those. We have one of those at the house.
Because I like caffeine espresso form as opposed to coffee form because you get more. I don't like
bang for your buck.
I'm not a big coffee guy.
Yeah,
technically, mm-hmm. I just want the buzz.
Yeah, 100%. So when I drink coffee, it's either an espresso shot when I do drink it, and it's usually when I'm gassed. And I've done it a lot more this year because just the travel back from college football towns, whether it's a long day or coming back the next morning, I got to wake up early. It's been that. So it's either a shot or I'll do like the iced because I don't actually like coffee.
Yep.
So I got to at least have it like iced and maybe I put like some almond milk in it a little bit or like some oat milk.
I just chug
That's it.
Max. Just chug it.
But I normally go for espresso shot too.
So you're, I'll have a coffee for 1 hour I'm just sipping on.
No.
When I walk into the Starbucks downstairs, I have two quad espressos ready for me. I drink one before I chug it. I never even leave.
Right.
I never take
go.
It. It's gone.
Yeah, you just want the buzz.
And then I'm like, bam, yeah. Shot out of a cannon.
Right, here we go.
Yeah, let's roll.
Ready
Did
to
you
rock.
Know this guy is in the middle of a 72-hour fast?
No, 72 hours.
72 hours tomorrow at 3:30. I'm at 42 hours, almost 42 hours right now.
Now, what's the point of that?
It's a great detox for your body.
Is it?
If you really do, if you do the research, it basically, once you hit 36 hours, there's this thing called autophagy, which basically it helps regenerate your cells. It kind of gets rid of the bad cells in your body.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with, you know, and particularly around your organs. You know what I'm saying? And you're also at the point where your body is no longer feeding on glucose. It's feeding on fat.
Sure. Yeah.
So it helps you kind of get leaner, too, in that sense. And then once you get past 48, you get into the HGH phase, where you really start to eat on the fat.
Very, very quickly. So 72, which is 3 days, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I did it for a week one time.
That's impressive. I don't know if I could do that.
I went to this place called...
I heard that's like a religious experience when you go that long.
It's insane. Yeah. Like, I went to a place called the We Care Spa in Desert Hot Springs. And
did you hallucinate?
I did not hallucinate.
Because I know people who have said they have hallucinated when they did the week long.
But here's the thing. You get euphoric.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've heard that too.
I mean, you get really, really... buzzed on life and on being, and
I would love to try it one day.
Yeah, it's great, and there they do it under supervision.
Sure,
so
right.
There's
anything
doctors
more,
and all kinds of stuff.
Anything more than 96 hours, they say you gotta have to supervision.
Now I know people that did the thing with the is it apple juice and cayenne pepper and you know that routine.
Yeah,
I know people that did that for 2 weeks.
That's crazy,
and that's just stupid.
Yeah, that's too much.
I haven't eaten since, I went to the kitchen. Trish brought some stuff. So it's been about
an hour. I saw that.
Yeah, by the way,
I immediately walked in and saw that. And I was like, no.
It's delicious. DeAndre grabbed the piece.
It's like a toffee, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. See, I try to eat super healthy when I'm at the station, but there is like.
You got no shot.
There are booby traps everywhere.
Well, and I always bring donuts for you.
You do. You bring donuts. Yeah. You bring Cuban sandwiches. Yeah.
Friday, you had the pizza at Cinnabon Rolls. I'm like, what's happening here?
It's crazy. There's always something to eat. And it's like when they bring in food, it's like a gazelle went down. And all these lions and tigers are on the food. Like people from over there.
Oh,
people
it's like
gazelle down. Let's go.
No, we have a little National Geographic in our kitchen.
It is.
It is a little what the hell happened next.
Yeah.
Does this surprise you guys? We were having the conversation about the banner going up at Crypto.
Right.
Right?
A
banner's coming.
We talked about this yesterday.
But a banner's coming. Did you guys, I don't even, from an opinion perspective, whether you guys want it there or you don't, I didn't know people were actually that passionate about it, but it's almost a 50-50 split.
Right.
People are very passionate about whether it should go up or it should not go up. Does that surprise you?
See, I think if it was the Lakers' decision... on their own, I don't think there would be a bit. I think this is the league saying, you know what, this is a really big deal.
Yeah.
And we want to recognize it. And it's important that the Los Angeles Lakers have
this
banner. It legitimizes the whole IST. Are we calling it the IST now?
I mean,
I like the IST. It's easier than saying in-season tournament.
How about the cup?
Well, they don't want it to be called the cup. They want the trophy to be called the cup.
Mm. Not the championship.
Right. They want it to be called the in-season tournament, but they want the actual physical trophy to be called the Cup.
Okay, got it.
The NBA Cup.
Yeah.
I'm with you, and I think Jeannie and them are great partners with the league.
Playing ball.
And it's the smart thing to do.
Sure.
Like, at the end of the day, in any walk of life, you have partners that you deal with.
Yes.
Or even a boss.
In most
people's cases. Now, Adam Silver's technically not the boss. David Stern kind of ran it more like a boss. Adam Silver runs it more like a partnership. But when you're partners, you want to be able to scratch each other's back when you need it.
Right.
And I think the league definitely, whoever won it, they wanted them to raise a banner for it to help legitimize it. It only helps even further that it's the Lakers. And I know that it's no longer there. And I know that it was an AEG decision because we talked about this yesterday on the show. But there was a Taylor Swift banner up there.
Is the Taylor Swift banner gone?
Yeah. Emily, I heard earlier say it's gone, right? The Taylor Swift banner?
It's not there. Yeah.
Was there the night they raised the Taylor Swift banner. It was Kobe that introduced the banner.
Correct. So they had the pomp and circumstance, even though it was an AG thing, less about a Laker thing, but they had Kobe there to do it.
Right.
Like, they did that. Like, come on. Let's relax.
And AEG is...
is a partner of the Lakers.
Yes.
But Crypto.com Arena is
owned
not
by them.
Just the Lakers, right? They're putting these shows together, these concerts, that it's more than... there's plenty of games that Lakers aren't playing. happening.
Yes.
There's a lot more that goes on there.
Yeah, I mean, so there are probably events 200 nights a year at that place.
100%.
Yeah.
And so I think that because of that, like, you are good partners. You know what I'm saying? And the AEG and the Lakers are good partners. And the NBA commissioner's office and the Lakers are good partners. That's what you do. Like, I don't think once the Taylor Swift banner went up,
yeah,
like, come on.
All like, bets were off.
Let's stop being silly about
this. So I think that this is just my idea. I'm throwing this out there. I haven't workshopped it at all.
Okay.
Okay. But there are no bad ideas because we're brainstorming.
Sure.
So I think that we should raise a banner for each host of the year here in the studio.
Oh, that would be great.
Like, there should
Where would we put it, though? In the studio?
In the studio.
Like, create rafters?
Create rafters.
Yeah.
And put up, like, Slee, you would have a banner. Cappy would
have a banner. Right, and it would say the year.
Not a bad idea.
There'll be an open spot.
Well, you know what we could do is, because there'll be so many years.
Yes.
We could have banners, and they could have the name and the year. Like, where you list them. You could have more, like, you know, we'll have one banner. It'll have two names at the moment.
We add a third.
Correct.
Name.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Because individual banners would get pretty crowded in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
I just want the banners that we had at Commerce that were the individual.
Those were awesome.
All I'm asking for.
I don't know where mine went. I would put that right in my front yard, that gigantic 30-foot banner.
Says the guy who doesn't want people to put Halloween stuff in their front yard.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody knows. I don't know if there was a point where we didn't know where the banner was, where those individual banners
were. I don't know where they are.
I don't know if we may very well still not know where those things are. I don't think there's
How do you lose those? How do you misplace?
Well, why don't we ask the management team?
30-foot
Bergman and Morales are in there.
Did we ever find those full banners that we had? Did we ever find them? The ones that were
the
at Commerce?
Big, gigantic, impressive
ones? We do have them.
Are they just bringing them back next year for Mandy's 3? No.
New banners.
New banners? Mm. Nice.
Oh, that's right. New logo. Yeah.
New logo.
New logo. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, got to get new ones done. Yeah.
What's the plan today? What are you guys doing today?
I mean, we're going to have some stupidity.
A lot of stupidity.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting ready for the big event tomorrow, too.
Oh, the ice skating.
I just heard this. Yeah. So,
Blades of Glory.
When's the last time? What's your level of
concern? He's been practicing, I heard. Is that true?
Yeah, I've been practicing a lot.
Just like pickleball, I think you were
pickleball.
You did practice.
I did legit practice.
Are you worried about getting injured?
Yeah, terrified.
So I'm going to stick around. So can we do it at 3:15 so we can do it live on the air?
I think there is the rink is reserved or something for somebody else during that time. 4:30 is the earliest we can get on.
Oh, then I can't do it.
Yeah. So we're off at 3:30 tomorrow. We're going to do it at 4:30. Are you here tomorrow?
Yeah, I was going to be here to do it. I changed my schedule around to do it at 3:30.
Ah.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
Plus, there's going to be a lot of stuff for you to record tomorrow, apparently.
Me?
What's that mean?
A lot of partner stuff, because everybody just found out you're gone for like the next 7 weeks.
I mean, it's only been on the schedule for
I understand.
A month.
I'm not saying I was a surprise. I'm just saying they were surprised.
How long are you gone for?
The rest of the year after this week.
Awesome, man. Wow. Good for you. And what are you going to do?
I mean, I'm working, actually. I got a lot of bowl games. I got basketball games.
Are you calling bowl games?
Three of them, yeah.
No, he's going and writing about them.
Oh, I thought, are you doing the L.A. Bowl? Because that's
I'm not. I did it on radio in previous years, but not this year, because I'm going to U2 that day.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You're going to love that, man.
Yeah.
Which way do I fall? So have you ever ice skated?
I would fall forward.
You would fall forward?
No, back. Yeah, you definitely don't want to fall back.
Yeah, but fall forward, your face is...
Yeah, but you can protect yourself.
That's how you break a wrist.
Well, you got to go elbow to the tip of your finger. Don't fall wrist, you'll break your wrist.
Oh, head hits the ice.
Yeah, you don't want...
Then you turn into Tua.
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Tua learned how to fall.
He did. He did jiu-jitsu.
During the offseason, he learned jiu-jitsu so he would learn how to fall.
He did.
And notice now, Tua has not been concussed this year.
Right.
That was one of his goals last offseason, was to learn how to fall.
Yeah, you should do some jiu-jitsu, too.
Jiu-jitsu to
get ready. I can take you where Mateo goes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's a Gracie.
Mateo probably kicked my ass.
I mean, he might.
I'm scared for you, man.
Yeah.
It's dangerous out there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. Morales is
How's
the one
Cap?
That's
Cap
really
got
worried.
Any skills on the...
No,
I don't think so.
I think we're all complete and total novices.
Oh, what a bummer, dude. Yeah. I thought it was going to be 3:30.
Yeah. No, I'm working on a saw cow. I've got my axle down, but I'm looking to do a double saw cow at some point tomorrow on the ice.
Bro, wear like a lot of padding. Just get
a lot of padding. And by the way, I'm going to fall... I'm going to
go aside.
It's like a fire.
Yeah.
It's like stop, drop, and roll. That's what I'm going to do. Morales, how are you going to handle it?
I'm going to the ice in the beginning. The minute they put me on the ice, I'm just going on the ground.
Oh, you're just going to fall right away.
Safest. I might just get on my knees right on the ground.
That might be the safest thing
it's
for you
to do. It's not that hard. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be
fun. I was once in a rollerblading hockey league when I was a child. So is it like rollerblading?
Yeah, it's similar. Like rollerblading. Now I know
that was 25 years ago.
I was still good at roller skating,
but it's a lot more. I mean,
actually, that was 30 years
ice,
ago.
So it's a lot more slippery.
It was 30 years ago.
You have less control.
Plus, you got to balance on a blade as opposed to having four wheels like on roller skates.
Correct. It's thinner. Yeah.
I mean, blades usually come into my life in different things, but not that.
Yeah. But I think once you can get some like momentum going around, like I haven't done it in a couple years. I took the kids a couple years ago.
Really?
But, yeah, a couple years ago. But
were you okay?
Yeah, I was fine.
But you guys threw down the gauntlet of no practice. I was going to practice on Saturday.
No practice.
Well, but you apparently practiced. You said yesterday.
No,
you were lying.
I did not.
Yeah,
practice. He
is correct. I was lying. I have not practiced.
What if he just went out there and you just looked amazing out there?
What is one?
Can you imagine?
You were like Brian Boitano all of a sudden.
Johnny Weir, let's go!
That's the only pull I had for men's figure skating. Sorry, Brian Boitano.
I will tackle you tomorrow if you look like that.
Yeah.
I'll tackle you.
You won't catch him. He's that good.
Well, that is
true. Oh, right. We don't have figure skating outfits, do we?
We just go Sunday Swagger.
Oh, Sunday Swagger on ice.
I'm not putting a leotard on. Not unless you pay me.
All right, I'm going to let you guys
you
do the thing.
You make obscene amounts of money.
Break it down.
You should do that's it. My bit on you.
No, I'm doing the reverse bit.
We're going to do the reverse.
This is a double reverse bit. You can't do that without us doing it. Flipping the script.
Can you give back?
New narrative.
Can you give back some of your money to Mace because you make so much money?
He's obscenely paid. Obscenely paid.
All right, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Mason Sedano Morales coming up next. Stay right here. Travis and Sliva Show, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Good after 1 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday, presented by our friends at East Central Hotel downtown.
You got me here, Jorge.
It is the seven. We got you, John.
Yeah, John. We got you.
The 710 combo plate. Mason Shinano and live from Big D. Not to be confused with producer DeAndre, producer D on the board. Big
or other
D.
Other kinds of Big D.
Exactly right, homeboy. Johnny I.
Yes.
Is here. How's Big D, Johnny I?
It is cold. But, and Sedano, did you see the injury report for the Mavericks?
Yeah, tonight? I saw Luka's questionable, right?
Right. Well, I know Kyrie's out. Yeah.
Luka questionable. Derek Jones questionable. Tim Hardaway questionable. It could be a very opportune night for the Lakers.
We'll
find
roll.
Out when we get there.
There you go.
All right. So, Ireland, you've not got. Well, do we start the show?
Oh, yeah. Start the show,
start
producer
the show.
R.
Hit it.
I got caught up in Big
Hit
D. Mason in Ireland. Combo foot, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, Ireland, this is the first time you've been on since the Shohei Ohtani deal went on. I won some mythical money off you. Are you surprised he wound up with the Dodgers?
A little, but Bergman, I think Mason may have passed me
in mythical money. No, I
when
made
you
a.
Add up, when you add up. Shohei plus the Rams.
But I had 100K on LeBron going over the 29.5 in the championship game on Saturday. I went really big on that. So I ended up losing 50
missed.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, so I still have the lead.
You've got the lead, yes.
All right. So here, Mace, before I comment on Shohei, I was very worried, and I've been worried about it in regards to Sedano, that I oversold the sphere. In other words, I hyped it so much that when you got there, you would be let down. Did I oversell the sphere?
I will say you did not.
Right, so it lives up to all of the hype. So, George, I've hyped it so much, I'm worried that you and Kelly are going to go and you're going to think, Ireland says this is the greatest thing he's ever seen, and then you'll be let down. But, Mace, you were not let down.
No, I thought it was – just I would love to be able to put it into words, but it's so mind-blowing, it's really hard to describe.
You're right. So, George, I'm not going to hype it anymore because I don't want to overhype it to you. When are you going, Sedano?
This weekend.
Nice.
Okay, good. So then when you get back, we can all talk about it. I think, me personally, it's the greatest concert experience of my lifetime. Mace, is that exaggerated in your opinion?
No, it is not exaggerated. And I'll say this, by the way, there are going to be other acts that go to the Sphere, but you'll only be able to see it for the first time once.
Right, and U2 is probably one of those bands because they've been around so long that it'd be a great experience
right.
to see
it first. So I'm sure, you know, Beyonce down the road or Harry Styles down the road, but only once are you going to be able to see those visuals for the first time.
I'd like to give one quick asterisk, John.
Asterisk.
You will not be able to talk to Sedano about it until 2024.
Oh, that's right.
Right, I'll be gone.
Tomorrow is
his
final day on the air.
Yeah, last
2 weeks. I hate to tell you this. I have his direct line.
That's true. You can just call me.
I may reach out to him post-Sphere to get his immediate reaction. I have that privilege being a staff member.
But I was trying to take a dig at him for all his vacation, frankly.
Yes.
I mean, it's working. Part of my vacation, you know? I mean,
yeah, I don't begrudge anybody.
Do you realize how many times now I got to deal with Cappy solo?
And I'm working, to John's point, still anyway.
Right. Sedano in December is like Ireland in December. We're like, I'm working Christmas Day. I'm doing a show with Ramona the day after Christmas. Yeah. I mean, you catch us when you can
catch us. You're working between Christmas and New Year's?
There's one show, right, Greg? Day after Christmas?
Yes, there is one show.
And then we got bowl games after that. So I don't mind.
A number of my bowl games, apparently, on the
road. Yes. Oh, yeah. Nice.
So, and there's a set of best ofs that I have to put together. Sedano and Cap best of, Travis and Sliwa best of, and Mason and Ireland best of.
Oh, I love that.
That won't be hard to put together a Mason and Ireland best of. So much best we do around here.
I might just play classical music for the Travis and Sliwa one.
Oh.
Come on now. Why'd you do that?
Mace, when we were texting last night, did you look at the text you sent me before our text chain from last night?
I don't recall it.
So you and I were texting last night about me trying to come on today.
Yes.
And then it brought up, as it often does, the thing we were texting before. So I'll read it. Ohtani to Toronto is done. He is going to announce it on Instagram. Did you actually believe that he, like, or did you think it was Dodgers all the time and they snowed all of us?
Well, first of all, there were two. The one that screwed me up was Gianpaolo Morosi.
Right.
Because Morosi, it was originally
in the morning on MLB Network, 8 a.m. Eastern.
Right.
He went on and
said
this is imminent.
On a plane going to Toronto. So when
he never was, by the way.
He never was. It was some guy from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
So, I did believe he was gone. Did you not believe he was gone at that point?
I did, but I never thought he was coming to the Dodgers. You did.
Yeah, I always thought, and by the way, everything I've heard is the Dodgers were not going to be outbid no matter what. Ever. And obviously
they weren't.
The $680 million deferred is just
brilliant.
Insane. It's just, and
it's brilliant.
It shows you how committed Shohei Ohtani is to trying to win World Series championships.
Yeah, Tom Brady used to get that love all the time. And it's funny because he's taking, you know, less money, even though he would in the NFL, you know, you get that money on the front end. It doesn't matter.
Right.
He's still got his money.
By the way, in the NBA, it's illegal.
Right.
You can't
defer. Right. But Ohtani has took what Brady and Bobby Bonilla did and took it out of the stratosphere, basically.
Yeah. So Ireland, what is this? Now they still need to add pitching. They still need pitching,
but now
too.
I think it gives them the inside track to get his buddy, the
Yamamoto.
Other Japanese pitcher that everybody
Yamamoto, wants. Yeah.
Now, it would be...
What about Ian Snell?
Blake Snell.
Oh, Blake Snell,
his
sorry.
Brother
Who's
Ian?
Ian Snell?
His brother Ian is retired.
I feel like that's somebody I definitely
know. It probably
know.
Is an Ian yeah. Snell.
You probably have that in your phone somewhere.
Yeah.
It's some guy you knew in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, Yamamoto's possible. Lucas Giolito's a free agent. He's possible. He's a local guy. They're looking at trades for Dylan Cease and Tyler Glasnow. I think they're going to wind up with Glasnow from Tampa.
By the way, Ian Snell was a major league pitcher.
Oh,
he pitched
was
for
he?
The Pirates, and I think he
is he related to Blake Snell?
I knew the name.
He was. He was a guy. That
was
is a real man.
Was he related to Blake Snell?
I don't know if he's related to him, but he was a pitcher.
Yeah.
That goes to how old I am.
So, Ireland, what do you think? Raising a banner at Crypto.com Arena for the IST Championship.
Well, it's not going to be a banner like the championship banners. It's going to be smaller. It's going to be probably like the Minnesota banner that recognizes everybody from Minnesota. It'll be a different color. My sense is, I don't have this. I'm just connecting dots. My sense is that the league got involved. Don't you think, George?
Oh, no question.
Oh, you think?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. The league wanted whoever won this thing to
make a big deal of it.
A deal out of it and have a banner. And I think that, listen, Jeannie's a great partner of the league. And you know, we were just talking about this during Crosstalk, John. With David Stern, he was more of a boss than a partner, right?
Correct.
In the way he ruled.
Yep.
Adam Silver's more of a partner. And I think that Jeannie and the Lakers are great partners. So why wouldn't they do Adam Silver a solid, especially because it needed to be legitimized, and who better to do it than the crown jewel of the league?
I agree with all that. And I think there may have been a conversation with LeBron before the tournament saying, hey man, I could really use you going all in on this. I think it would go a long way.
Yeah.
And LeBron said, I got you. And he delivered.
Well, John, I will add to this that almost every player I talked to at some point or another over the last month or so was in on it. Like they loved the competition part of it and the money chase, obviously, too. Like I was in Minnesota a week ago, and the players there were pissed they didn't get to Vegas, even though they were 3-1 and lost by point differential. They wanted to be there.
Right.
So the players bought in, which made the competition better. And those Tuesdays and Fridays on national television, I didn't see every game on the local affiliates, but the ones on national TV were mostly really competitive games.
You know, I got an email today from the league. George, you probably got it too. It says it was the final on Saturday night.
4.6
was the most watched non-Christmas NBA game during the regular season on any network in 6 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it worked.
And well, and I'll tell you, they were blessed by the fact that the Lakers wound up in the championship game.
No doubt. And they got to what, and I think what helps the league too, is you're always hoping that the small market team gets a bump out of this too. Tyrese Halliburton, during the last week, everyone gets to see how good he really is.
And I didn't realize how good he was. I watched that this 15 assist, no turnover game in the semis, and I was like, damn.
He's legit awesome. Like, I know Sacramento like traded, you know, people say, well, both teams won because they got Sabonis and they got other guys and they were able to get to a playoff that you hadn't done in 16 years. I would never have traded that kid. That kid is a superstar.
Except, George, they would have had, we were talking about this on the air the other night.
With
they
Fox?
Would have had to make a decision between De'Aaron Fox and Halliburton.
I'd prefer Halliburton personally.
Maybe, but I mean, it's De'Aaron Fox is really good too.
He's very good.
As a matter of fact, like if we were all picking, if the three of us were picking first team all NBA right now, I think it's Luka and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are the first team. Mm-hmm. I think those guys are both just too good to not put on the first team. But if you came back at me with, I'm putting Tyrese Halliburton and De'Aaron Fox on the first team, I wouldn't think you were crazy. I mean, they're that good. They're in the conversation. And we just had a first team All-NBA guard conversation without Steph Curry. So, I mean, it's going to be really hard to pick the All-NBA guards this year. Really good.
What was nice for Halliburton is, and I don't know if you were you watching the game or were you at the game?
No, I was watching.
They brought his family up. They brought his mom and dad. Yeah.
And he's a great kid.
And he just seems like the greatest guy.
He's a great kid.
Just
great
a
kid.
Really true, nice guy.
And he's already kind of said the thing that he wants to recruit guys to Indiana. Like, he is all in because that organization said, we're going to make you our centerpiece, and he's all in on it. Like, it's great for the league.
Yeah.
Look, I think that obviously having, you know, the big market teams, the Lakers, et cetera, being good is the most important. But I do think there is a sense, John, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, that you still need the OKCs, the Indianas, particularly a team like Indiana has good history. Mm-hmm. Like, they may not have won an NBA championship, but they were in the battles for many years with the Knicks and the Bulls and whatnot in the 90s and the 80s and even the 2000s, right?
Yeah,
like, they played the Lakers in a finals, you know?
Yeah, in the 2000 final when they opened that building. And their building is, like, is sleepy great. It might be the best building in the league.
What a great setup that building has.
Yeah, so, I'm with you, George. I think it was awesome that Indiana made it. And I think LeBron did the league a huge favor by making the tournament front and center.
Yeah.
And so now we just got to see if the Lakers can piggyback off it and keep rolling.
Yeah.
Although I do love that Adam Silver dropped a, by the way, this doesn't come with a franchise to LeBron.
He may get that too eventually.
Right. So Ireland, I won't talk to you before Blades of Glory tomorrow on the ice here in LA Live.
Listen to me.
Yeah, okay, I'm listening.
I'm going to make a heartfelt plea here. Uh-oh. And I'm being totally serious here.
Okay.
What happened to you when you played in the charity basketball game?
Corey Maggette fouled me.
But what was the end result?
It was a really hard foul by Corey Maggette.
What was the end result? You fell flat on your face, face first.
That's fair.
You might have been concussed.
Okay. That's fair. I was definitely concussed.
Was the end result when you looked at me and said, I can jump over this bar if I take off these Doc Martens. The shoes are weighing me down.
Yeah.
Watch this. How did that end?
I would say that was probably ill-advised on my part.
And how did it end?
It ended with me in surgery.
Right. And you now have 9 screws and a plate in your foot,
that
right?
is correct.
And
yes.
you almost died.
And I almost died.
And in the charity softball game, which was a fairly casual event for fun.
Oh, no. It was hardcore.
How did that end in terms of your hands?
And your face.
And my face, and especially my knees, my legs,
right.
I scraped.
I
rounding second base into third. Mario was the third baseman. It was very, very slick, and I did not have my baseball cleats on. So, yes, I did go down.
So would it be, let's say, fair for me to suggest that the last 3 station events that involved athletics ended up with you getting seriously injured? Not just a little bit injured. Seriously injured.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
You made it. I was totally solid. In fact,
you told me you were sore for 3 days.
Well, I mean, that's I didn't get hurt.
I beg you not to do Blades of Glory.
And John,
as your friend and partner, I do not want to see Juan be orphaned. I do not want to see you in traction. Let Morales fall flat on his face and take the hit for you on this one. Do not get on skates. What do you say?
I will say this, Mace. The most recent one was pickleball. So you've got some momentum.
Yeah.
You went into we went into extra overtime or whatever.
Right.
You and your brother against me and Cappy.
That's right.
Like you held your own. He's building momentum.
Yes,
George, he absolutely is not. And anytime he has tried anything athletic, it's ended not with a little bit of inconvenience, it's ended in disaster.
Okay, let me ask you this, John. In those instances,
right,
did it result in a good bit?
Yeah.
Not for you.
But was it a good bit?
Well, I'll make fun of you if you fall and break your ankle.
There you go.
I mean, I don't want you to fall and break your ankle.
Yeah,
I'm being serious.
I'm going to be very, very careful.
You are not. You don't have that club in your back.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Mace.
What?
Cappy is going to mount me on the ice, which will be yet another bit of the year for us, Cappy and I. We're everybody's favorite odd show.
You are, yeah.
Everybody kind of wonders what's going on exactly with those two.
Yeah, I wonder.
So, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can wonder and watch.
Right.
So if he mounts me on the ice, we've already got that. The only thing that could beat that performance is you getting hurt on the ice. So you almost have to do this for us. You just skating for
you
a couple.
You do not have to do it.
You just skating for 2 minutes. That doesn't make any.
What about skating well?
No, nobody cares. You have
to
break
something.
If you
can do like a triple axel or a double lux.
A double lux would be I'm a lift.
Oh,
it's
God,
I'm a lift. I'm going to lift Morales high.
Well, that would be great.
Above my head and
Cappy will get
spin.
Jealous though. But
you will be squished like a bug.
This is ambulance or bust for you to shine tomorrow.
All right. Ambulance or bust. I like it.
Mates, this is what I'll say.
Yep.
Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
We're all counting on
we
you.
We are. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland will let you get over to the arena. Dallas and the Lakers tonight. Again, Luka's questionable and Kyrie is out, so it could be a good night for
enjoy
the
Big
Lakers.
D, John.
Take the night off. No problem with me. It's a holiday. Take the night off.
Are you guys staying there or are you gone after this?
No, we play in San Antonio tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So it's the first night of a back-to-back.
Did you get in a little Nick and Sam's last night or no?
No. We everybody stayed here and watched Monday Night Football.
Oh,
both good games.
Nick
by
and
the
way. Sam's is that's
both
one
upset.
That's the Dallas spot.
Is it?
It's like a steakhouse club basically.
Really?
Well, everything's bigger in Big D. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
I'd go to the South Fork Ranch and then I'd go to Nick and Sam's.
The South Fork
Chris,
Ranch.
There's a place here called Moxie's that you.
Oh,
would
that's
enjoy.
Good too. Yeah,
I've never
good.
Been to Moxie's.
Yeah,
a lot of talented
like
talent over there.
Yep.
Moxie's.
Yeah. Talented talent. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Cougarville.
Yeah. Upper body strength at Moxie's.
Yeah, it's a Cougarville for sure. Moxie's.
All right, Ireland. I'll talk to you.
All right, have a good show, boys.
See tomorrow or whenever. There's John Ireland joining us on the Mason and Ireland show. You know what Juan said?
What?
Today's a combo plate, right? So it's we're mixing the shows
and
like we're doing Radio Tinder today.
I know. I heard even without Lindsay.
Yeah, without Lindsay, they're trying to do Radio Tinder because it's honoring Shadano and Cap. So we're doing some of your stuff and some of our stuff.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you'll hear John Ireland with the play-by-play with Michael Thompson tonight. 4:30, I guess it's on tonight.
Yeah.
Although when it's the wintertime, we could say tonight at 4:30 because the sun goes down.
Yeah.
4:30 p.m., they'll have your play-by-play. Lakers Mavs. And don't forget, it starts with Slee, the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off at 3:00. That's what's on tap. thanks to Michelob Ultra.
Excellent. All right, coming up for you, one national media guy who's calling foul on the Dodgers contract with
foul.
Foul.
There's always
he
somebody.
Says, bogus. We'll do that coming up. Hey, if you are a motorcyclist, you love that freedom of beating the traffic, splitting the lanes, making the rest of us jealous. You'll get home faster than we will. There is, of course, a huge risk when riding a motorcycle. All it takes is one person to be distracted and not see you. Obviously, motorcycle accidents are usually more serious than a regular auto accident. Call Jacob immediately after a motorcycle accident. He's got 25 years of experience helping motorists and motorcyclists. He knows your rights and can help you get the medical care you need without waiting. So if you need a friend, you need Jacob M. Ronnie. Call him. Let him help get you back on your bike and once again be king of the road. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob M. Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
138 on a 710 combo plate day, a live imaging Tuesday. This is from the Blades of Glory soundtrack.
Yeah!
Which will be happening tomorrow. The LA Live Ice, around 4:30 p.m.
I was told that the Zamboni comes out at about 4, and then we are on the ice at
Can
4:30.
I ride the Zamboni?
What's that?
I don't know.
Well, what'd you say?
Oh, DeAndre, I'm training over here.
Oh, you're training? Okay, yeah. Well, why are you talking to me? Don't talk to me if you're training him.
How is that good content if he can't hear what I'm saying so he can't respond?
Yeah.
Man, today, between Clinton Yates had a buzzsaw waiting for me to start the show.
What was the buzzsaw?
Well, it's on Twitter. He went at me, wanting to force me to apologize to Dave Roberts.
For what?
And then saying, you know, he knows more because he about baseball than all of us because he writes about baseball. Well, I enjoyed it.
He does know tons about baseball.
I enjoyed the spirited debate. Yeah. Arguing, but we were having compelling content.
What do you have to apologize to Dave Roberts
for? This was big on Twitter over the weekend after our Friday performance on all shows, right? We played the Blue Jay sound effect.
That was good, Blue Jay.
Dave's big mouth.
If Dave resulted in Ohtani not coming, he should be fired. Why do we have to apologize for the fact that they got Ohtani? We were just doing radio.
Right.
And by the way, if they did, there's the Blue Jay. If they didn't get Ohtani, that was a real question.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know. Everybody thought I was going to Toronto.
Which, by the way, if we're being honest, and if you gave those people at the Dodgers truth serum, they would tell you they were at least going to consider it, or at least had the thought cross their mind, because the reaction from Andrew Friedman and Brandon Gomes,
yes,
the general manager, was not like... I would say they seemed upset in their reaction to Dave Roberts letting people know
Friedman
that they met with Ohtani.
Actually said he talked to Roberts.
Right.
And he felt it was a good talk. Now, that immediately makes me think
the talk was
shut up about Ohtani.
Yeah, dude, what are you doing?
What is going on?
Right.
Value
so,
secrecy.
So what is there to apologize for? Even the general manager and the president were not thrilled with it.
His point is that I call Dave gutless, so now I shouldn't. So
well,
here's
you call
the,
everybody
but
gutless.
But let's go down that
you
bit.
You need a new word.
The reason why I did, scumbag.
Scumbag is...
That's harsh.
That's too harsh.
Too harsh.
Find me a new word, then.
Just not scumbag.
How about scoundrel?
I like scoundrel. Miscreant.
Miscreant.
Miscreant sounds like something that's like
filthy. Filthy. Yeah. That sounds
I use miscreant every
I like scoundrel.
Scoundrel's good.
Scoundrel's
but it doesn't
good.
Have the same pop as scumbags.
Yeah, but you don't want scumbag.
Yeah, anyway. Scumbag is like you're punching me in the face.
Don't call
though.
People scumbags. It's just not
scoundrel.
A good thing.
Scoundrel. I like scoundrel.
Nevertheless,
his point was that I called Dave Gutless, and now I should apologize. I called Dave Gutless because he can't win a playoff series. That's why.
That's true.
So yeah, if we say Andrew Friedman is in control, when Dave loses, right?
Yep.
You and Travis, oh my God, it's not Dave Roberts, it's Andrew Friedman.
Wait a minute, I'm the one that said I want Dave Roberts gone.
Don't try to.
I said that at the end of the season.
So why don't
you
apologize?
I want Dave Roberts gone. I don't have to apologize. I still believe a new voice would make a difference.
I agree. Think you should grow your beard out and your facial hair until Dave Roberts is no longer
look
the manager.
Like ZZ Top.
But that's how I'm starting to feel because I'm growing. I did this bit. I think I have to trim it though for the weekend.
Do you think the beard is working?
I like Dave Roberts. It's working adjacent, I would say.
Nevertheless,
like some spots look better than others.
I shaved down here today
because it was too itchy.
It's too itchy.
The first month is tough. It's going to itch. Yeah. You're going to have to use balm, oil, and then at night use a nice like a beard moisturizer. I can get you all the supplies. Yeah, I use like four different supplies.
You,
on my
you're beard. Not oh, yeah. doing any of that.
And you got a blow dryer in the morning once it gets full.
Oh my God! No, I get a little scruff. Yeah. I'm not trying to.
And how do you
a beard?
When you get out of the shower, you got to be gentle with the towel. You can't just wipe.
Yeah, you got to go.
You got to pat dry that beard. It's, a beard is a living, breathing thing.
Well,
I don't grow a beard.
This one's
barely alive, so I don't know.
But I think you should grow it out. You would look slick.
I'm going to try, Bergman. I'm going to try
see what it looks like.
Yes, keep letting it go all the way out. Exactly. See what it looks like at the beginning of the year. If you don't like it, trim it down a little bit. Don't get rid of it. Trim it down.
I'm going to keep it.
So if we say Dave Roberts has never should get blamed when he blows a playoff series and it's all Andrew Friedman, why, when they get the greatest player in the world, is it now Dave Roberts gets the credit?
It's Andrew Friedman.
Right.
Well, here's what I would say. And I've been more of a defender of Dave Roberts than I think even Mason. I just think that managers in baseball in 2023 are middle managers.
Yes.
I'm not saying they don't have decision-making ability in-game, because it's not like he can pick up the phone and call, you know, and call Andrew Friedman.
But
he does have
a script that says, if this happens, do that.
Right. There is a book.
Yeah.
They go by a book. But sometimes, even in baseball, like where there's a million different scenarios that they can possibly cover, sometimes things happen that aren't in the book.
Right.
And you got to make a gut decision. And now you can make an informed decision based on math and whatever you've learned as an organization, et cetera, et cetera. So he does have some, it's not completely unilateral to the front office, but I just think that he doesn't have the amount of control that Tommy Lasorda did.
The great Tommy Lasorda.
Or even Don Mattingly might have had, which is why he wasn't here, to be honest with you, prior to the changeover.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if you look at, there's no way Dave Roberts or anybody can probably recover from your top two hitters going 1-for-23.
100%. That's on those guys.
I mean, that's Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts.
Are we really going down this road?
No, but my point.
Well, it's a conversation.
Somebody needs to motivate people, right?
That's overrated.
No, I don't.
Especially in baseball. Baseball.
Well, we can't give Phil Jackson all the credit for being a great coach of stars.
But it's different.
And then say, oh, well, Dave Roberts has nothing to do with guys not being motivated.
Because those sports are like literally oil and vinegar, or oil and water, rather. In basketball, you have to work as a team to have success. Yes, an individual can make a team great, but you still need cohesiveness. In baseball, it's an individual sport that masquerades as a team sport.
Yes.
So. Should we use a great Dodgers example?
Okay.
1988. That team, just looking at it, with the exception of Kirk Gibson, who they had brought in, was mediocre talent,
right?
Yeah,
it was like 89 or 91, something like that.
And was sort of brought that team together. Oral Hershiser's pitching season was incredible. Maybe one of the greatest ever. He was not that type of pitcher his entire career.
No.
You don't blame
he got
that.
Hot.
Right, he got hot, and he had a great manager and coach.
Right, and Gibson had one at bat.
Let me tell you something. Okay,
and I like that we're doing sports talk.
I covered the 2003 World Series. Okay, between the Yankees and the Marlins.
Okay,
and Jack McKeon, just a little history lesson.
Trader Jack,
came back at like 70 something years old, almost 80 years old.
Right,
and they had Jeff Torborg as the original manager, who was the White Sox manager who actually got them pretty far in the playoffs. Gets fired, they bring in Trader Jack. Trader Jack literally made every wrong baseball decision you can make in the postseason. Like the opposite of what you would say, oh, this is what you're supposed to do.
Great move.
He went the other way.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Right.
Okay? But that doesn't mean that he actually knew what he was doing, because if he knew what he was doing, then it would have worked beyond that too.
Right, right.
Like sometimes you get dumb luck or people get hot. So look, hockey's a great example. I know we don't talk a lot of hockey here, but a lot of times we've seen a team.
Oh, the 8 seed can win it all.
Can win the cup because you get a hot goalie and that's the end of it. Yeah. Like, that's the way it works.
Yeah, baseball is the toughest. I mean,
it's crazy.
If you're a great NBA player, chances are you're going to
win championships at some point.
If you're a quarterback, you can lift your team in the NFL.
Especially now with the rule changes.
Yes.
Like, ever since they catered the rules to the offense, like, post, like, 2005,
right,
that changed football in a way that that wasn't done previously.
But in baseball, you're completely interdependent on 24 other guys.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, all right, coming up.
Wow, that was good sports talk.
That was passionate sports talk.
Look at that. To the guy.
You see?
I'm not anti-sports talk.
No, I'm just saying it.
Pro good sports talk.
Yeah. Mason had good sports talk there.
Yeah.
Good content.
You should work with this more often.
It's the beard.
Is it the beard?
I think it is.
Makes me smarter.
The beard plays.
Yeah, thank you.
I do think the beard plays. I will show you. When you guys have me over for the New Year's hot tub thing, I will show you how to massage the beard oil.
It's kind of like Matt Damon in Ocean's 11, the nose plays.
Oh, right.
You know, the nose plays. The beard plays.
All right. Coming up next, I do have that guy who says the Ohtani is bogus.
I want to hear from that guy.
We'll do that coming up. Hey, I'm a huge fan of the Southern California Hyundai dealers. In fact, I'm driving. I immediately, when I got into a partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealer, said, well, give me a Hyundai. So I'm driving a beautiful 2024 Hyundai Elantra. And I'm amazed. I was telling Bergman today, I'm amazed at the gas mileage. I'm getting 48 miles per gallon. This is the first time I've ever driven a hybrid. Maybe you've been doing it for years and this is not uncommon. But for me, it's a big deal, 48 miles per gallon. And right now, it's your turn with the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. You got the best deals on the Hyundai you've always wanted. Check out the adventure-ready Santa Fe, the fun-to-drive Kona, the stylish Sonata, or how about the spectacular Ioniq 6? It's a tech-forward electric sedan that is thought of everything to turn your EV transition into a lifestyle transformation. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance for the confidence now and miles down the road. Do like I did. Get in, get away with a great deal. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. Thanks, Michelle and Big Voice Guy. It is time to welcome Sean Vega from Rosemead to the show. Congratulations, man. You're caller number 7 for the 12 days of 710, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Love the show.
Awesome. So you now have the job of picking a box, a gift box. Travis, Sliwa, Mace, Ireland, Shadano, Cap, which one are you taking?
I'm going to take Shadano since he's there.
Shadano box, hit it.
The Shadano Box.
The Shadano Box.
Here we go. Let's see what's inside the box. Congratulations. You win a pair of tickets to the L.A. Bowl, hosted by Gronk at SoFi Stadium on December 16th. Don't miss the action when UCLA battles Boise State. Suites and tickets are available now. Come early and visit the FanFest. Visit LABowlGame.com for more information on tickets and game day activities. Plus, you get a gift card from our friends at Islands. That's what's in the box, Jack.
All right, Sean, there you go, man. Couple Congrats. Of tickets to the L.A. Bowl at SoFi Stadium and an Islands gift card. We love those guys. Congratulations. What station takes care of you during the season of winning?
710.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean.
The 12 days of 710.
The 12 days of 710. It's the season of winning on 710.
8 minutes in front of 2 o'clock. What are you looking at me for? You want credit that you got through it?
Yeah.
You're an obscenely paid announcer.
Oh, wait a minute. This obscenely paid thing is out
obscenely
of control.
Paid.
Obscenely paid.
Meanwhile, you
Worth
know what
every
is?
Every penny.
You know what can be obscene sometimes?
Mm.
Wheel of questions time. Spin that wheel, producer Jorge.
Wow, it's been a while since producer Jorge spun the wheel. Oh, no, you did yesterday, right?
I did yesterday.
Because BC's out
probably
sick.
Tomorrow.
Oh, you'll spin it again tomorrow?
Here's the question. Here's the question. Would you like a world where no one can lie?
How would you
like
get through that world?
A world where no one can lie? I would have a hard time.
Yeah, I know you would.
Yeah, it would be very, very
You have to tell people
what
they want
to
hear.
Oh, not me. If anything, I get criticized for being too honest around
That's
here.
True. So. That's true. But would you want to live in a world where no one can lie?
No, I'd rather know.
Yeah.
I always rather know where I stand, like, than having to guess. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, but like Bergman yesterday, Momo brought in her holla.
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 Holla back.
And Greg's first reaction was, it's tough.
Oh.
Which
I said it's good, but
what
it's
do you
tough.
Mean by, what do you mean by tough? Like the taste, or it was just...
it was like, it was tough to bite into.
Oh, yeah. See,
yeah, it was tough.
That's a truth bomb.
She
that
was
a
did truth she not bomb. Like that?
No, she appreciated
oh,
it.
Oh, good.
Because she knew it was that way. She would have known if I was lying to her.
Bergman.
She did know, yeah.
Would you want to live in a world where no one lies? Can lie.
Yes.
Incapable of
incapable,
lying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello.
I'm with really, everybody.
Do you
I wanna
really
know.
Want to know what everybody's thinking about
yes.
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Like Sedano says, I want to know where I stand.
Jorge, yeah. What about
I don't
you?
Want people lying to me.
But Mace, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think we could all take it. You can't take it.
What do you mean I can't?
People,
I don't understand.
There are different people
Why
that can and cannot.
Why couldn't I take it?
I don't think you could take it.
Of course I could.
If Sedano was
I'm
honest.
Pretty truthy.
Wait. Mace, you sent me your Matthew Berry article, and what did you tell me you wanted to hear?
Tell me you love it.
Yeah, I didn't even read it
That's
yet.
Not truth bomb.
No,
it was
the,
good.
Right,
it was really good.
I want the opposite. I want yeah. to people to all say you're doing
Oh, okay,
great.
Then you're, okay, that's
you
fine.
Once,
you want
doing
real
good. You once closed your laptop in a meeting about the show in which people were being honest. Correct?
I have no recollection.
You don't remember that?
No recollection.
I think Corbett Gray was on that meeting.
I was on it, and then you went off the Zoom.
Because you didn't like the honesty in the room.
Well, that was a bunch of garbage.
And it was you? Honest.
How honest was it than slamming my computer and saying this is BS? That's pretty honest.
Right, but you didn't like the honesty towards you.
Right. No, honesty would be, oh, yeah. Oh, I get your point. I see. I understand.
That's
oh,
not
you're
honest.
So smart.
No, that would not
no,
be
I'm
honest.
No, I'm saying that would not be honest. Instead, I just slammed the laptop.
But you have
and
to be able to accept
crap.
Honesty. You have to,
right, that's the whole point
as
of the
we
question.
Teach at GKP. Can you accept feedback?
I have to react honestly to the honest takes. So,
right.
yeah.
So you can't accept honesty.
No, I would be. I'm pretty honest.
Eh.
Do you think I'm honest, George?
I mean, with me, you are.
I am.
Yes.
Bergman, am I not pretty honest on the air? There's a couple of things
no,
I don't
you
talk
use
about,
Ireland but, as your shield. You have him come after
is
us.
Is he your meat shield,
he
Ireland?
Is. Ireland's
is
the meat
shield.
Yeah.
So how is he a meat shield?
What he'll do is like, hey, John, why do you think we're doing this contest? And then, lo and behold, a day later, here comes an email from John. Why are we doing this contest?
You think I'm in Ireland's ear?
Yeah.
No.
I think
not.
So.
I am not.
I think so.
Are Ireland, you saying Ireland's in your ear?
Is that
no,
what you're saying?
I'm saying Ireland's in no one's ear.
Oh, no. He spends a lot of time in our ears.
Yeah. He's yeah. No. Yeah. No. I,
hey,
I love
John,
honesty.
Why are we doing this combo plate?
I love the combo plate. Ireland doesn't like the combo plate.
Shocking.
Yeah. It is shocking. By the
but
way,
see, I don't think that that's true. I think John doesn't care. I think you don't like the combo plate,
ooh.
So you tell John that. And you make John the villain.
Here's the way I look at it.
He can
be the meat shield.
Here's the way I look at it.
He's the guy in the movie that gets shot up in front of you that you just kind of threw in front of you.
Here's the way I look at it.
Hey, John, can you say you don't like Lindsay?
I am here every day at 1 o'clock. I'm always interested to see who I'm going to be working with.
Oh, so now you take a shot at John for being the voice of the Lakers?
No, I'm saying I come here, and no matter who's here, I do a show, we make some radio magic. That's what we do. Doesn't matter.
We've done
although,
a pretty good job so
we've,
far.
We've done a great job. By the way, Carl Angelo in the Mason and Ireland Mafia says ChatGPT suggests to replace gutless with pusillanimous.
That doesn't have the same
words. Yeah, it does have the same words.
Pusillanimous.
Yeah. I'm going scoundrel. Go scoundrel.
I'll go
you're
scoundrel.
A scoundrel.
Scoundrel's good. But scoundrel's
hey,
gentle.
John, why is Morales in here?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't like the lit at first. Be
took,
honest about that.
Took me a while.
No, he definitely he used John as a missile on that one.
Yeah, you didn't like Lit at first, but you liked that you liked the fun we were having on our
right.
show with Lit, and you wanted some of the fun, but then you didn't like his kind of fun.
Right.
Well, I think there's a entire community dedicated to they don't like the honesty.
So you
that
you're
I bring.
Saying I'm the secret a-hole of the Mason and Ireland show that really
you're
I'm
the a-hole
one that's
Reddit.
I just don't think
I'm
you're
the
able
one
to,
that's planting all the seeds
I think
for this destruction.
I think for years around here you were able to cover it because of the culture here. Now, because the culture is different, and GKB has brought a better culture, guys like Sedano and I that hunt Decepticons can see it a mile away.
I don't think you're a Decepticon, though.
I'm not. I don't even know what it is.
I'm just doing a bit.
Cappy's like Megatron, though.
No, he is, yeah.
Decepticon is a bad Transformer.
Yeah, they're the bad. The Autobots are the
good
ones.
I don't actually think they're bad. They're just Decepticons.
Yeah, Cappy is just... Right, well, it just depends on your point of view, right? No. But Cappy is definitely Megatron.
What I'm saying is when you go to Greg and go, hey, Greg, Ironman doesn't like this, but I love it. It's actually the reverse.
Bergman... Is that true or not?
There's truth being said in that studio.
Where is the truth? Where is the truth? Wait a minute.
Now, that was a beautiful corporate statement. I like that. Ooh, that was very well done.
I'm not saying who's telling the truth.
My motto is get along.
Wait, do you think you're not saying the truth? Because he says truth is being said. That's all he said.
Yeah, truth is being said.
All I'm saying.
But Morales isn't the one telling it.
But here's where I think it starts.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
I think sometimes it starts with Juan.
No. Wait, you think Juan is the...
I think Juan could be the ringleader of it all.
Torpedoing every...
Hey, Mace. Does he call you Mace?
He does call me Mace.
I will say this. Not that I'm saying this is Juan.
Yeah.
But I've known radio talent over the years where their significant other has gotten in their ear and that has torpedoed very successful opportunities.
Hey, Mace.
Which we could talk about in the break because I don't want to talk about it on the air who it is. But
okay,
but that is not a crazy assumption, is what I'm saying. Not that I think Juan is that person.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here 20 years and Juan's been with me 17. I think everything's going okay.
Hey, Mace, why does John fall asleep in the show?
All right. Coming up next,
we literally, there's videos on the internet of John falling asleep. I'm not saying that that's my fault.
I'm punting because I don't want to.
We're doing bits here.
I know, but I don't want to attack John when he's not here.
That's true.
He does fall asleep, but I mean...
But that's okay.
We all have our faults.
But when for God's sake, the man's schedule is insane.
And by the way, when he's on fire,
he's
nobody
on fire.
Better.
Awesome.
Nobody better.
I always say Mondays, I don't really have to do much. Ireland's just like, boom, he's there.
Yeah.
The rest of the week, it's all me.
But if we're going to spread the bit love around, everybody's got to take a shot.
Yeah, everybody's taking shots. By the way, the guy coming up next...
That guy again.
The guy who says the Ohtani deal
that
is
guy.
Bogus.
Can't wait to talk about that guy.
We'll do that coming up. Plus, what you need to know next. It is a combo plate. Me, Shadano, live imaging Tuesday, 710 ESPN.